When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's extravaganza, Todd McComas, the news, crabs, and octopus, and the lovely Jessica Altman in studio. It's all coming up right after this.
Have a crush and you don't have a clue. I've got feelings that I never knew. I want you to be my girl. Do you like me too? I have a crush and you don't have a clue. You're so quiet, we never argue. We share the same room, nothing much to do. You are in a coma, they think I'm in one too. I have a crush and you don't have a clue. Every time I kiss you, I know you want it so. I go to second base and you don't say no.
You don't say no.
I climb on top of you, but you started turning blue. Oh, when I got off, you almost came to.
Oh my God.
I feel all dirty.
I'm getting bed sores, but I will never go. Even though you just lay there, girl, I love you so. The doctors wonder why you have a baby due. I have a crush and you don't have a clue.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Our guest is comedian Todd McComas. I don't want to get back to the food thing. We've been talking a little bit of food,
yeah,
unfortunately,
do.
Because no.
Yes.
Because our guest is involved.
All right, well, let's not talk about it.
Makes me
then.
Stronger.
In a wager, he is Todd McComas. He's in a wager to win $10,000 almost, and in a weight loss thing. But that reminds me of we had an odd story today about this gym. Did you hear the story?
Yeah, 24-hour gym, and the guy got locked in.
24-hour fitness, they call the place. The guy got locked in when it was closed.
It's my dream come true, bro!
It's 24 hours. That
is weird.
So the old joke is, yeah, but just not 24 hours in a row.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. I'm swole, man.
I'm not sure what happened there. It was in Texas, but maybe some locations are, some aren't. No, my gym used to be 24 hours. They just, you know, they quit doing that. Business.
They did?
They yeah. did?
Yeah, just when I was about to join. Dang it.
What time do they open? 5?
Yeah, something like that. They dropped the, I guess the overnights were getting a little rough. We have a lot to get to here. Now, I don't want to talk food, but I think I'm okay here because there's an old joke that ends with the phrase, nobody eats parsley.
Uh-huh.
You know the old joke? Mm-hmm. I don't need to do the joke. I think you can probably
the magazine it. Marie Claire UK has been criticized by medical experts after it published an article suggesting women can induce their periods by inserting parsley into their vaginas.
Oh, jeez.
This article appeared in the January 9th.
I am not ready to hear this story.
Magazine detailing techniques you can use to kickstart your
would
period,
you,
ladies.
Would you prefer a lemon wedge?
First of all, kickstart the period. Who wants to kickstart it? I was grateful when it was late or didn't show up for a couple
really?
Months.
Really? Is it just
because I've been scared at all?
Change it. Maybe you got to get ready for a certain event.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You got a wedding in like 5 days.
Some women are uncomfortable and they're like, oh, I just wish my period would start so that I
never got that way.
Okay.
But exercise, eating pineapple and ginger are also suggested methods. The article reads, parsley can help to soften the cervix and level out hormonal imbalances that could be delaying your cycle, helping your period come faster. Huh. Doctors warn that such a practice, though, is dangerous.
How do you get it up there?
Just
ground it up and just start pushing it up there?
No, I think
you
just
grind it. Yeah, I think you just stick
just
the whole...
Just a sprig?
Yeah.
Oh, a whole stalk.
What a great word. Is the word sprig ever used in any other...
Sprig of rosemary, use it all the time.
Oh, you use... Is it a sprig?
Yeah, it's a sprig of rosemary. Yeah.
Sprig of holly.
Yeah.
That's a sprig?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So it's used for any sort of, you know, particular vegetation.
Sure. And there's fall, winter, summer, sprig.
Yeah. Boy, that's dumb.
But you're not supposed to put you're not supposed to put stuff down there, though. This is what this article is idiotic, and their doctors are saying, don't put a sprig of parsley in your mommy parts.
Right. Of course.
Yeah, I would think any doctor would advise against that. Yeah.
And they're obviously not on birth control, because if they're taking the pill, you could just stop taking the pill, and that triggers.
Mm. Oh,
said,
it does.
Said flow. Sorry.
You know, if you have a Nuva ring, you could put the parsley around it. It'd be like a wreath.
Oh,
beautiful. Right.
Be very welcoming.
Yeah, or a lemon. A lemon.
Right.
Friends that'll call you sourpuss.
Fall, winter, autumn, spring.
Isn't there a Martha Stewart joke?
It involves
lemon wedge.
Lemon wedge.
And parsley.
Yeah. But there's also a great old joke in the punchline is nobody eats parsley. We almost titled
it
one of our
to do with Yoko Ono. And,
no, it was a bowling ball.
The bowling ball.
Yeah.
It's also parsley, though. Think,
but it's in the sink in the other joke.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, we got that.
You're right.
So,
you're right,
ladies, the point is don't do this. This is one of those stupid pseudo remedies that you should do it. Okay. What else do you have, Christy?
An update on our hermit crab story. If you were with us earlier, a new study
you still
reports...
won't answer his door. Sorry.
Hermit crabs evolved to have longer penises to prevent their shells from being stolen. A paper published in the journal Royal Society Interface proposes that the male hermit crabs' long male members allowed them to mate without leaving their shells too far away and prevent theft.
Now, we did a version of the story a week ago, and we have received more than a dozen emails from people who have hermit crabs.
Oh, yes.
Really?
And this is all true.
They can attest to this.
Yes, they've lined up the crabs, and they run and get new shells, and it's really interesting.
Yeah, we talked about that. They line up in a queue, and when one guy moves up, everybody moves up to the bigger shell.
According to the story I read, the smaller hermits are in front and the larger ones are in back. And as the shell, a hermit crab won't pick a shell that's too big for it.
But the
you wouldn't wear a shirt that's too large for you.
The length of the male member is.
You're going to take a hermit crab's side over mine. Is that what I'm saying?
Any day of the week, pal.
Any day of the week, pal.
Apparently, they have the largest penis to body size ratio
of anything.
Any species.
I think there are certain insects that may outweigh them, right. Or certain, I don't know, but that's pretty impressive. This is some kind of, isn't there a Darwin connection on this?
Yeah, the study was reportedly inspired by Charles Darwin, who drew similar conclusions about the remarkably large penis size of the barnacle.
All right. I cannot believe I'm Googling hermit crab penis.
I didn't know barnacles had penis.
Barnacle penis sounds like a character in some softcore porn parody.
Some barnacles just look like penises if you've seen them.
Yeah,
if you have them on yours, that would be somewhat problematic.
What, barnacles?
Yeah,
you don't
rough.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Crabs are bad enough. But
their wieners are weird. They kind of come out the side.
Oh, hey.
Like it's kind of coming out the side of the shell, and it looks like a translucent worm.
Yeah, so he just lays it out there and waits for some lady
go, hey,
to come
have
pass
at it.
Him by. Hey,
I'm going to take a nap. If you see something you like, go ahead and
jump on there.
Sit on it,
a nap real quick.
That's not a bad tack. I like that.
Yeah. Here's a picture somebody took of a crab with a cigarette.
Why the internet was made, ladies and gentlemen.
Are they going to have TV shows for these hermit crabs that want to move, like shell flipper?
Flip this
pimp my shell. Yeah.
Well, they do.
Queer eye for the
shell.
It's extreme shell makeover.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but interesting. You didn't think you'd be hearing about the male member of a hermit crab.
Mm-mm.
But apparently it's quite a big deal. And it's in the news because of some new study that's out there.
Did you ever have a hermit crab as a pet?
No, but I've seen them on vacation all over the beach. They're pretty cool.
Can you eat them?
I think they're creepy.
Can you eat them?
I've always wondered that.
A lot of meat on them?
Or you do sort of the crawdad thing where you just suck the heads.
Yeah. I think Tom Hanks did in that movie when he was stranded in the island.
Oh, okay. Stuck with a stick. Is that a hermit crab?
I think so.
All right.
60% of their body length the penis can grow to.
Man. That would be very unwieldy.
Yes,
dealing with
15 is bad. So dealing with 15 almost 4 feet long.
Dealing with 15 is bad enough, says Tom.
Understand.
I tried to glide right over it.
40%. That's just that's usury. That should be illegal.
And he picks 15.
Sorry, little joke there. We have a lot to get to here. We're hanging out with comedian Todd McComas, a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, former police officer, comedian, now on his way to Lexington, Kentucky's comedy Off-Broadway, also part of the Pat McAfee organization. A lot going on there at all times.
Yeah, busy place.
I haven't talked to Pat since the games. Is he?
He is so busy.
Is he upset about a certain lack of a call in the NFL?
Oh, yeah. He was all about it. If you go to his Twitter right now, he has some amazing stuff on it. Yeah, Mike Florio called in. They talked about how to change the rules for the better. None of it's going to get done.
I think they have the technology now in the NFL to.
Sure.
They can have cameras everywhere.
Can be monitoring.
God knows they can afford it. If the Washington Redskins team owner just bought a $140 million boat, they can afford a couple cameras.
I have to put up with the worst front office in the history of the National Football League? Can't you stay off my back about my stupid owner?
I like that he got an expensive-ass boat. Don't you like when rich people get rich people things?
That's why you're
rich,
right?
You got all that money.
What is it, Zero Mostel and the producers? Flaunt it, baby, flaunt it.
Yes.
I love that every time you mention it, it gets to be more expensive.
It says
100 million.
But he already has a boat that's like 80 million.
Yeah.
But this one he wanted to have.
$100 million yacht built around a 2-floor, 12-seat IMAX theater.
Yes. Wow. Good for him. That's what we should aspire to be as rich as possible so we can own the richest things.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to be a boat.
Hung like a hermit crab. That's what he wants.
Well, that might be.
And about as tall as a hermit crab.
Yeah, okay.
I can never do that.
Why not?
Because I hate the ocean.
Oh, really?
Oh, what's your problem with the ocean?
Well, when you went to Great Britain, I could never do that.
Why not?
I'm like flying over the ocean.
Huh.
Oh.
But I figured out a way to cut it in half.
Okay.
You know how you cut the ocean in half?
How?
Use a seesaw.
The Ace Cosby joke of the day, I did not see it coming.
I didn't either, I got to be honest.
That was amazing.
Brought me a lot of joy, Ace. Thank you.
Good for you, bro.
Seesaw. Very, very good seesaw.
Good for you, bro.
Wow. You having a problem with that one? Maybe you need a coping saw.
There you go.
There's a joke just for guys that took shop class with me. God, I love shop class. They don't have it anymore.
Crown molding upside down and backwards.
Do you know what he named the boat?
No.
Oh, it's the Snyder's boat?
Snyder's new $100 million yacht.
After his wife.
Like the Flying Wasp.
No. Wouldn't be that.
Please tell me it's like Bloodthirsty Savage or something else. Something worse than Redskins.
So boring.
I would just name it This Is My Penis.
Yeah, that'd be a good name. Mm-hmm. No, it's called the Lady S.
Oh, Lady S.
Oh, so it's his wife.
I think it might be
Susie or Sally.
Sold out.
What's his name? What's her wife's name?
I have no idea.
Lady Snyder, maybe.
Okay, could be. Now we have a
good one.
That does lead to the punchline. Where do you think they held the auction? But I'm sorry. Back to you, Christy Lee. What else have you got over there?
A Massachusetts octogenarian is known as the Octopus Whisperer.
Wait a second.
Now, what do you mean? Now you're down.
He's 80. He's an octogenarian.
He's 84.
By octopus. Do we mean fellow female octogenarians?
No.
Or
I mean actual octopuses.
Uh-huh.
He communicates with them.
And octopi is wrong.
It is?
Octopi is wrong. I looked it up, yes.
Octopuses? Octopuses sounds funnier.
Octopuses is correct.
No. I even said I don't care if it's wrong.
The absolute correct, if you're really going by your Greek and Latin derivatives, would be octopod.
Ah, okay.
But that's plural? But they don't use it that much.
Octopod sounds like eight people having lunch at a restaurant that are between the ages of 14 and 21 that don't look up from their iPod.
Sounds like a charging station for
the octopod.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm sorry. So this guy does what now? He's an octopus guy?
Yes, the 84-year-old Wilson Menashe began volunteering at the New England Aquarium in Boston over 25 years ago when he retired from a career in chemical engineering. He has spent the equivalent of 4 years full-time with the cephalopods, designing puzzles for them, rubbing them, wrestling their arms, and otherwise ensuring they have mental stimulation. Mm-hmm. Menashe joked that the animals...
in love with these things.
He is. He worships them.
Yep. Menashe joked the animals sometimes leave hickeys on his arms and neck.
Right? Have you ever had a tentacle job, chick? Not too bad.
Not too bad, eh?
He's called the octo what? I'm sorry. The octo...
whisperer?
Octopus whisperer.
Oh, the octo... okay.
Yes.
Okay, that does sound kind of like a James Bond villain.
He said, I've been able to interact with them from the beginning. I do not know why. I cannot explain it, but I can connect with them. Menashe said spending time with octopuses and other animals gives his life a whole new purpose in retirement. I agree with him. I think it's great.
Do you?
Yes. It's a wonderful thing to do when you retire.
Play with octopuses.
Whatever animal you want. Well, I pick one.
I think it goes beyond just playing with octopuses. I think Chick nailed it. This guy is obsessed.
Well, do you know why he
in love
communicates with them? By touch.
Why is that?
They're out of ink.
It's kind of like the old joke, why do you hum? I don't know the words. That's sort of the deal.
Are they the ones that have the ink? Or is that something else?
Squids. Squids.
Is that squids? Yeah. I'm sorry.
They have ink.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Is this the guy that has the octopuses that pick the Super Bowl winners? Is this the same thing?
I don't think this is the same thing.
That octopus died, didn't it?
Wasn't he in San Francisco or somewhere in California?
Yeah, he was delicious.
I bet he's not a Red Wings fan.
Calamari. Red Wings
fan. Oh, you know, not at all. His brethren have been thrown out on the
right. I did that joke just for you. Nothing.
The hockey guy.
It took a second.
Do they have to be octopus? Or they could be squid or either? Or do we know?
I always thought it was octopuses.
Squids are different.
Octopuses, octopodes, octopi.
Octopodes.
So this guy. Octopodes. These animals know it's him.
Yeah.
That's what he claims.
Yes.
So he's an octopusy magnet.
Whoa.
Octopuses. Yes,
I like it.
You know what? Oh, octopus magnet. Sorry. You know what?
I think what you just said is going to come into question somewhere very soon.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I was thinking of the James Bond villain notion.
Yes. Uh-huh.
There's a famous James Bond movie called Octopussy. Mm-hmm. Again, subtle.
Yeah.
It's like, well, how do you transport them all? In the octopussy wagon.
Okay? Look at Al's. Al's been joyfully
chiming. Look how happy she is.
Now, if you could be such a communicator, because it started with what? The horse whisperer? Was that the first movie?
Dog whisperer.
Then there was the dog whisperer.
Yeah. What animal would you like to whisper to?
Yeah, which one would you want to have the best communication?
Oh, a dog. With? Absolutely a dog, yeah.
If it had to be something other than a dog or a horse.
Oh, God.
Wow, that's a tough question. Oh.
Cat whisperer, you could be ignored. Oh, they understand what you're saying. They're still ignoring
you. Yeah,
I think tigers, because if I could get a tiger to cooperate all the time, I don't think there's any cooler animal to have in your house as a pet.
No! Yeah,
oh, sure. On your side? That'd be amazing. Oh. Yeah. Like the guy in Walking Dead?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't want a tiger as a pet.
Oh, yes, I do.
If you could whisper to him. If you could control him.
Oh, there's you can whisper to him.
Once.
Please don't kill me.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.